You are listening to KMRS. I am your one-time and sometime news director, Marshall Hoffman, and I have a special treat for you today. I've got a YouTube sensation with us here, Leonid and Friends.
Got the Hello, Marshall.
The founder Hello. Of the group, Leonid Vorobyev. How are you, Leonid?
Hey, I'm good.
Good, good. And your son and manager of the group, Roman, how are you?
Yeah, excellent. Thanks for having us.
He's my boss.
He's your boss. Very good. I'm familiar with you guys because I saw you perform at the Medina Ballroom in Minnesota about 3 years ago. Fabulous show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And people are not familiar with your story, it's very unique. You guys are in Russia, right? You're from Moscow?
We are from Russia, but we kind of now spend a lot of time here in the U.S. and touring and getting everything done. So, but we do, you know, Leonid is originally from Siberia, and all the guys mostly are from Russia.
All different parts, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly, different parts of Russia. Yeah, not only Moscow, exactly.
So tell us this story. You guys have a huge following on YouTube, and you are very, you like the horns very much. So you've taken to doing covers of the rock group Chicago, and now you branched out to Tower of Power and Earth, Wind, and Fire and Blood, Sweat, and Tears and some of those groups as well. At least in Russia, where did you first hear this kind of music, because it probably wasn't that easy to hear American music like that.
That's true. Yes, you're right. Not easy. But also, we lived behind the Iron Curtain in the Soviet Union in the 60s and 70s. Chicago was still extremely popular among Russian musicians. And many groups in the Soviet Union try to duplicate or maybe replicate Chicago's compositions, three horns, rhythm sections, and vocal harmonies. For me, it's also music that give me a challenge to produce. Besides the fact that I just love the creativity of Chicago's songs and arrangements. For me, the way Chicago wrote their songs, like it's like a book of fairy tales. And every part of the song is a new chapter with a colorful illustration, picture, and on every page.
Because they're very complex arrangements, some of those songs, especially in the early albums of Chicago.
Yes, you're right. But it's so interesting.
And you know, the whole story started on Leonid's 60th birthday. He was sitting in a studio in Moscow. He worked in a studio for 20, 25 years, and he thought, okay, let's celebrate my birthday. Got his friends, musicians together. And like, I want to play this song, the Chicago deep track from 70s. Okay, let's do it. And once they put it out on YouTube, you know, a couple of weeks later, it was on Chicago's official website.
You got the stamp of approval from Chicago itself.
Yeah, completely unexpected. And well, the rest is history. Now we've been touring for 6 years straight or so.